great tone. Everyone can tell what it is, but how do you get it? With so many styles of music, with new gear coming out almost daily, what's the secret to great tone? Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show, where we talk about tone, what it is, and how to get it. With your hosts, Jeff Floro and Scott Sill, we will talk to the creators of tone, the manufacturers, and the players, as we explore tone and the gear that gets it.
Tonight on the Flow Guitar Enthusiasts, we welcome John Holt from Kemper Amps. We'll be talking all things Kemper profiling, amps, and the technology behind these breakthrough amps. Flow Guitar Enthusiasts is proudly sponsored by Sweetwater Musical Instruments and Pro Audio at sweetwater.com, where you can also pick up a Kemper amp. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Floro and Scott Sill.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show, and I hope everybody had a happy Easter. Scott, how are you doing?
I am doing fine. I've been a busy little boy here for the past week. I got the Ditto X2, TC Electronic Ditto X2 demo up with the double neck.
Yeah, that was really cool. Everybody check that out on the Selenium channel. It's a very interesting little pedal, pretty powerful.
Yeah, and I did a little reverse in the spirit of Hendrix, you know, for everybody. And very
good
simple.
For you.
Yes. So, but if you want, I mean, not that I really care if you do, but you can download my loop if you want on our website. So it's there. And then also, I started today, if you are checking out my Instagram or anything like that, you know, I started building the Mod Kits Do-Yourself Wah-Wah pedal.
Yeah, I'm real interested in that.
Yes.
We had seen them at the Amp Show, the LA Amp Show, and it looked like a really cool little pedal.
Yeah, so I'm shooting a little bit of a behind the scenes on that, or a video. I'm not a, you know, full, you know, how to do it. That's would be pretty long and kind of not interesting, but definitely kind of showing the process of a kind of a background of it. But with the help of my father-in-law Jerry Galbo, so thank you very much for his.
So
help.
He's helping. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm just soldering stuff and just following instructions. So I don't know exactly what I'm doing. It's fun, so but half of it's done, so now left now is to install the components on it. So we've got all the wires run, all the actual major elements installed, so we'll see.
That's good. All right, before we get with our guests, let's go ahead and go to commercial break and we'll come right back. This is just too cool, and we're going to be doing something I don't think has ever been done live, where we're actually going to profile the amps right on the spot. So that's kind of cool. So anyway, we'll be right back. Let's listen to our sponsor, Sweetwater.
Hi, Kenny Burgle here, one of the many guitar freaks at Sweetwater, happy to support the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Show. Check out our amazing Gear Fest coming to Sweetwater's headquarters in Fort Wayne, Indiana on June 6th and 7th. We'll have great guitar and audio guests like Billy Sheehan and Bruce Swedeen, among other greats like my friend and famous drummer Kenny Arnoff. It's all free. Just go to sweetwater.com. Also, about every manufacturer in the music industry will be on hand just to visit with you. Call us at 800-222-4700 to get more info on all the amazing workshops and clinicians. This week, the Flow welcomes the folks from Kemper Profiling Amps. These amps are a dream come true for anybody that wants to own and use all the coolest amps in the world, but doesn't have that money or the closet space. You'll want to hear this one. So dig this week's Flow, and don't forget to check out our Gear Fest at sweetwater.com/gearfest, or call us at 800-222-4700. Thanks for listening, and this is Kenny Burgle with Sweetwater saying, rock on with the Flow.
All right, everyone, you are listening to Jeff and Scott on the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show, and I'm Paul Reed Smith from PRS Guitars, and that's kind of what's going on. Enjoy the show.
All right, well, welcome back, everyone. In studio, we have John Holt from Kemper Amps with us.
Hello.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, we've got some very interesting stuff that we're going to be doing today. I mean, we have a couple unique little amps with us, and we're going to profile them live on air, see what we can do with the Kemper. But first, before we get started, you're originally from Sweden, and you came here to the U.S. to do some music, right? Can you tell us about what kind of brought you here?
Well, you know, at the time, Sweden seemed kind of lame, and America seemed kind of cool.
Do you feel the same way now, still?
Sure. Well, you know, I get to do cool things here, like sit on the 405 for hours, and you know.
Yeah.
No, I knew I had to leave. You know, it was time to do something different, and I want to learn about like the great American music styles, you know, jazz and blues and country and all that stuff. So I figured, why not go where they invented all that stuff? So
from when you left mm-hmm. to now, mm-hmm. is there more of a music scene from your country?
Actually, the music scene in Sweden has always been pretty huge.
But
you gotta get out of. Well, it's a weird thing. It's huge, as in everybody plays and everybody's super good, but there's nowhere to play. So you know, to make the music in Sweden, you sort of have to leave Sweden. There's like one guy doing all the studio work. His name is Tommy, by the way. If Tommy, if you're listening, hey Tommy, how's it going? But I mean, there's 9 million people in the whole country, you know, and there's just. It's hard to be a musician there.
Well, they're all kicking our butts in the Olympics is what they're doing.
the musicians?
Yeah. The guitar playing in the Olympics, must be related.
Exactly. Guitar playing, since we're all obsessing about who's the fastest, right? Mm-hmm. For sure it should be an Olympic event.
Yeah, I think, well, they have a drumming event, actually. That will measure how fast measures how fast the drummers can actually do.
Yeah. I think Mike Mangini has the fastest single stroke in the world. I saw that video on YouTube. That's how nerdy I am.
It's crazy. So when you got here, what brought you to Kemper Amps?
Say that one more time, please.
What brought you to Kemper Amps?
Funny story, actually. It's funny that you should ask. A couple of years ago at NAMM, a buddy of mine, he told me at the NAMM show, he's like, hey, there's this awesome digital amp you got to go see. And I was like, yeah, don't think so, bro. But I figured he's my buddy, so, you know, I got to humor him. So, you know, okay, I'm going to go check it out. And it just so happened, because I hate modeling amps with a passion, because they all suck. They go from the worst ones are awful to the best ones that are also awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't too excited about it, you know, just trying to humor my buddy so he would get off my back. But he happened to be Kemper, and I was blown away by mm-hmm. how incredible it was. And, you know, me being a tube purist, one of those kinds of guys, you know, I was just floored by it. And I think I was fortunate to get in with Kemper just before it mm-hmm. blew up. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if I come to Kemper now and be like, hey, you guys are cool, you know, can we do something together? You know, maybe wouldn't be so attractive for them anymore. But, you know, I think I had good timing, and, you know, I was just amazed by their product.
Yeah, I remember when it first came out at NAMM, a bunch of guitar players were like, you got to go check this out. And it just exploded. People were just blown away by that.
It's a funny thing now that I've been with Kemper for 2 or 3 years and just seeing... like the evolution of its awareness. The first year, you know, the first year I worked for Kemper, it's like, what is this? You know, someone knew someone that had heard something about it. The year mm-hmm. after, everybody had heard of it, but no one had really tried one, because by that point, mm-hmm. everybody read about it, and, you know, Guitar Player or whatever. And now last year, or this year is NAMM, now everybody knows exactly what it is. A lot of people had tried one out, and I was just like, how can I get one? So it's funny, just in a few years, it has gone from complete obscurity to everybody's trying to get their hands on one. So
mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
cool stuff. I'm happy to be on board. It's an amazing company, too. They take really good care of me. Great people.
Mm-hmm. What is, I mean, who's kind of the genius behind it? I mean, like, how did Kemper even come about?
The genius is Christoph Kemper, mm-hmm. aptly named the device after himself. He made the virus synth. Like 15 years ago, which apparently is a very, very good synthesizer. I'm not really a synth guy, so what do I know? But anyways, he's one of those guys, like, you talk to him and you can just feel how much smarter he is than you.
I feel that every day, actually.
Yeah, but it's amazing when you talk to him. It's like if you ask him about anything, be that tremolo speed or reverb convolution or the gain structure, whatever it is, he knows more than you about everything.
Wow.
He's an amazing guy.
Wow. So what kind of, can you tell us kind of what's inside of a Kemper? I mean, it's basically a computer, right?
Is it? Right. One part computer, one part German black magic, and then I think there's 400 super tiny people in there that are just like twisting gears and stuff. No, it's a PC, basically. Mm-hmm. That's really good at understanding guitar tone. How the technical stuff works, I don't really know because I'm a guitar player.
And, right.
Know, like, opening the fridge is complicating, mm-hmm. complicated to me. But yeah, it's a PC, basically.
Is the profiling technique, is that similar or different than the, like, you were mentioning convolution products, like convolution reverbs. Is it the same type of thing, how they get how he captures the essence of the guitar sound, or is it the same principle?
Yeah, I think that's where the black magic comes in. I'm fairly sure. Now, I honestly don't know the technicalities of it. However, I think what makes Kemper different is that you're always working with complete rigs. It's not like on some of those other digital amps that I hate. You start with, okay, this preamp, this cab. You don't build them up like that. So every profile is like a photocopy, as you will see when we profile an amp a little bit later on. It's like a photocopy of an existing rig, so you get the whole kit. You know, you get the amp, the cabinet goes into the room, what kind of mics were on it. And because of that, I feel like there is no Kemper sound. Like, you know, you can pretty instantly spot, okay, this is line 6, or, you know, there's the Axe Effect sound that all the metal guys are using right now. And you can hear it at moment's notice, okay, this is an Axe Effect because it has that sound. That's a good thing, a bad thing, up to you, you know, if you like it, that's cool, if you don't, whatever. But because of the Kemper working the way it does, I haven't, or anyone I talk to, haven't been able to identify, like, okay, that's the Kemper sound. It just sounds like, hey, this amp is, you know, a Marshall, or it might be a Bogner, whatever it is. It's incredibly convincing.
So what kind of storage is inside of there? I mean, like, how many profiles can you... I mean, how crazy can you go?
Well over 1,000.
Wow.
Probably over 1,500. Too. It seems like, just from reading up on the internet and stuff, that no one really knows is one of those. it starts getting a little tired if you put more than 1,500 profiles on, but why would you? I mean, you could, but you know, it's a little overkill. Usually what I do is, like, whenever I get a batch of new profiles, is I will just take a day and go through them all, and I will favorite all the ones that I like. It's very easy to do. You just, like, tag it as a yeah. favorite. Mm-hmm. And then there's a function to delete everything that's not a favorite.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's easy to manage.
And then I guess you don't really lose it because you can just download it back on your computer very easily.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's already on my USB sticks if I want to put it back on.
And I think now they just came out with a computer program to manage it.
Yes, the Rig Manager. Thank you. Finally, we have it. Which makes it super easy. It's only for PC for now, but I know they're working on a Mac version. So you can use your iPad, whatever, you know.
Oh, wow, it'll be iOS, so you could use your phone.
Yeah, hopefully. You know.
Wild. I think I'm just kind of anxious to hear this thing. So for our listeners, tell us about the guitar you're playing.
Yes.
And then just also, we are plugged direct, but stereo, cool. from the Kemper. So we're not using any speakers.
I'll
we're just
turn
direct.
It on.
That might be a little hot. Let me turn down a little bit over here. It might be...
Now, that's direct. There's no speakers. That's his. That's the Kemper amp direct.
Right. Straight into the...
And you board. Have a reverb on there, and it's nice.
So, yeah, what you're hearing is my trusty old Telecaster. It's a 52 reissue that I've desecrated by scalloping the fretboard. Don't hate. I'm Swedish. You have to play scalloped guitars, or they you know, they won't let you graduate. It's two things you have to do when you graduate high school in Sweden. You have to be able to play Black Star by Yngwie Malmsteen, and you have to scallop at least one guitar. So, not my
okay.
fault. Not my fault. Anyways,
great sounding guitar.
Well, thank you.
What pickups do you have on there? Just so we're gearheads here.
So I have a Seymour Duncan mini humbucker in the neck, and then this the bridge pickup is a Kinman pickup. He makes two Telecaster pickups, and this is one of them. I mean, there's two models. Obviously, he's made more than two pickups. So that'd be poor business model. But yeah, Ken Mann is an Australian guy, makes super awesome single coil stuff. So
it's
yeah,
got a nice sound.
Yeah, and it's yellow for you viewers. I know this is important to you. It's yellow, and the guitar strap is green. Ernie Ball.
We'll be posting pictures. We're taking pictures as we go.
$6 I paid for it at True Tone in Santa Monica. For the strap, that is. The guitar.
It's an Ernie Ball strap, just so you know.
Exactly.
But it's $5.95 on Sweetwater, by the way.
There you go.
So, yeah, I think that's it. Beyond that, there's no tweaks.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's go through the amp a little bit and talk about some of the stuff. One of the things I wanted to ask you, because you have a whole slew of Stompbox effects on there. Did they model them after specific pedals, or are they just their...
Yes, they do.
Okay.
For instance, there's a overdrive called a Green Scream. Imagine what that might be.
Might be an 808 of some sort.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, that's a cool thing you have, and I think that's a big part why so many people are picking up the Kemper right now, because you have everything built into one box. It's super easy to use. You know, you don't have to... And here's another thing where they've been very, very smart. You have quick knobs for everything that you need. It looks like an amp. You have a gain, your EQ, and a volume. You have quick knobs for anything that you need right now, like a noise gate or like a reverb, mix, and time, stuff like that. However, if you're a tweaker, you know, the guitar gear tweaking kind, not the one sitting in the hills cooking meth kind. If you're a tweaker and you want to go in like, do all this parameters stuff, like say for instance if I click on my reverb, you know, if I just want to turn it off or on, there it is, beautiful, I can just press a button. However, if I want to go in and, you know, change the damping of it, or, you know, whatever, you know, frequency, whatever else I want to do with it, I can tweak for days if I want to. Mm-hmm. Don't have to if you don't want to, but if you want to, it's there.
So what profile or setting are you on right now?
Right now, this is a Turok, which is made famous by John Mayer, who loves the Turok. I think it's like a Fender on steroids kind of thing.
Yeah,
kind of dumbly too, a little bit.
Yeah. And this profile was made by a guy named Andy at the Amp Factory over in England. He's an interesting cat too, because he's an audio engineer and an amp collector, so he sits on all the cool outboard gear and all the best mics. You know, he makes fantastic profiles. That's another thing good to know about the Kemper. The Kemper is only as good as the profile you're running through it. So if someone mic'd up their microcube in their closet with a computer microphone, it's going to sound like that. But, you know, if you put nice stuff in front of it in a good room and you know what you're doing, it's going to be as good as that.
Now, only the Kemper does all of the simulations of all the pedals, or can you do that?
Well, you can do certain things like overdrives, EQs, stuff like that. Anything you can put in the chain in front of it, but you can't do reverb, delay, modulation effects, stuff like that.
Okay.
But you don't really need, because it comes with all the stuff built in. So
yeah,
so,
and they have a library on their website, so you can download.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it comes with all the effects already built in, and every time they send out a new firmware update, they cram more stuff in.
Because you have a new one right now. There's a new update to it.
2.3 or something like that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like now it has, you know, they recently put in all this pitch shifting stuff, and, you know.
So, John, why don't you play us out? Because I kind of want to hear this, and I'm kind of curious. Can you actually clean up the amp with your volume knob? Like you would with a regular amp.
Can you? Let me find something that distorts a little harder than my Turok. I have so much stuff in here. You don't even want to know. Well, probably you do want to know because you have me on the show. But
he's got 1,500, we know.
Actually, let me find my...
Every Fender amp, every Vox amp, every Marshall amp.
Right. That's usually like when I'm doing the trade shows and whatnot, and someone asks me, does it have a... And the answer is always yes, I have 10 of those. So this, I don't know how this one's going to be. So this is a Splaw Nitro. And if I roll off the volume.
Wow.
It's responsive. Dig into it with that. Yeah, so he gets the dirt.
Whatever I do to the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I can be a happy country guy or an angry metal guy. Without the evens.
Or an angry country guy.
Or an angry country guy, I guess.
So, so how does the Kemper, when it profiles, how does it deal with an amp? Like, for instance, see, one of the amps that we're going to profile, we have a real Plexi in here, and we're not talking, you know, the Plexis that made famous by Hendrix and all those guys. We're talking an actual plexiglass amp.
Yes.
It's literally me. Yes, it's totally plexiglass out there. We have a picture of it we're going to post.
Yeah, so that has a very unique sound when it overdrives because the plexiglass does not vibrate like wood. So that's why I thought it'd be kind of an interesting profile. Mm-hmm. So when you're profiling amp, when the Kemper profiles, how does mm-hmm. it deal with those type of amps that clean up low volumes and et cetera?
I guess the short answer is really well. It's not the answer you're looking for. Again, exactly how it does. I mean, it sends all these test signals and wobbles.
Ask you this. When you want to profile an amp, do you want to set it up where you turn it up really loud first? Or do you profile it like in the clean setting and then you turn it up and then you do a second profile?
Well, what sound do you like? What sound do you want? Because, I mean, that's the cool thing about the Kemper. You get exactly what's on your amp.
Well, let's set up an example. For example, let's say you had a twin reverb, which is normally a fairly clean amp, uh-huh. but has a distinctive sound when you crank it up.
Right.
So when you're profiling it, are you profiling it in a clean mode? And then will it dirt up automatically? Or do you have to do both, a dirty sound and a clean sound?
Yeah, I mean, but what we would recommend for anybody is like profile any of the sounds that you want, and then they are fully tweakable. So if you profile a clean sound, you, like take my trusty two rock, that's a little bit of crunch on it. You know, I can drive this way beyond the two rock.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, just basically, again, what you're getting is a photocopy of the sound you already have. So set up the sound until you have the perfect sound, you know, through your mics and through your monitors and all that stuff. And that is where you're going to be getting in the profiler. So mm-hmm. if you want to do a clean one, you can do that. Do a crunch one, do a distorted one, different settings on the EQ, whatever. They are all fully tweakable after. So if you want to roll off gain on a kind of, you know, crunchier tone, you can do that. It's not a problem.
Yeah. So,
well, should we while we kind of continue the conversation, should we profile the Plexi?
Before he does that, real quick, the amp is set up in stacks. Rigs. Can you just go real quick and just use one example and show us how the amp, it's set up, where you have your effects, your reverbs, your cabinets, your amps? Just kind of go through what the amp does, okay. So everybody gets it, and then we'll go ahead to the pro. So they have an idea what the amp's about.
Yeah. So if you look at it, but I mean you can because you're staring at your.
No, we'll put pictures up.
Okay. What you'll see in the bottom is what you would do on any amp. You have a gain and then your EQ and your volume. Up in the upper left corner, you mm-hmm. have, it says stomps, and you have four buttons for that. And that would be your four stomp boxes. And press one, hold it, spin the type wheel, and you will go through all the different stomp boxes. So if you want, you know, you can add stuff in front. You don't have to, up to you.
So you have compressors, you have distortion. Is there a wah in there? Is there?
Let me read 1, 2, 3.
And also, too, I was reading on the thing. For each type of pedal, the LED changes color. So
yes.
You can see you can see visually exactly what you got.
It's all color-coded.
Which is kind of, that's really cool.
Geniuses over there. And Christoph is not a guitar player. I've heard him play guitar. It's not pretty. But for some reason, you know, are you listening to this? Yeah, Christoph. Maybe he'll fire me. You spoke ill of my guitar playing. There's 9 wah effects. Wah, 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 low pass, wah, high pass, wah, wah, vowel filter, wah, phaser, wah, flanger, wah, rate reducer. It goes on forever with a bit
shaker.
And
it uses a standard MIDI pedal
to control
the suite.
Everything is fully programmable. We have green screen plus DS. I wonder which one that is. We have one called Muffin. Overdrive. I wonder which one that is. Fuzz DS, metal DS. We all need the metal zone. Treble booster, a bunch of equalizers, compressors, choruses, rotary speaker, which I will get to shortly, by the way, flanger, and then all the pitch effects, you know, pitch shifters, and harmonizers and stuff like that.
Okay, so that's all in that effects.
Right, right. Area. That's like the stomp box.
And section. You can put four different ones.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And then after that, we have the stack section where you have the cabinet amplifier. And if you want, you can like lock one preamp and or one cabinet if you want and try it with different, what's it called, profiles. Me, however, I never do that because I always find profiles that sound really, really good. So I don't see much use in. I mean, if you have the time, but you're already sitting on 500 profiles, and now you're gonna see what they all sound like with all the different too many variations. Anyways, if you click on amplifier and you hold it down, you have a lot of really cool stuff too. Again, if you don't want to tweak, you don't have to. But if you want to tweak, just hold it down. And here we have a bunch of parameters to tweak the actual amplifier sound, like definition, power sagging, tube compression, which is different than putting a compressor in front of it, clarity, tube shape, tube bias. There's also under the output section, there's a, what do you call it, power, let me see if I can find it there. There's like a, you can crank a virtual power amp harder. So you get more of that beefy, fat, saggy, awesome, mm-hmm. awesomeness. While we're in the output section, there's another cool thing called space where, you know, playing with headphones really sucks. But using space, even when you play with a reverb, it still sucks, right? With the space, it creates a virtual room between the headphones that just makes it sound way, way more huge.
And can you demo that?
I don't know if we can. Yeah, let me try it. I don't know how it's going to work. We are using headphones, but I don't know with the setup running through. Let's check it out. Yeah, it's not really doing anything right now. But if you plug into the headphone jack, because I think that parameter...
Oh, it works just for the headphones. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, after that, after the stack section, we have the effects, which would be your effects loop. So here we have the reverb and the delay. And also, if you want to put modulation in the loop rather than in front, you can do that. So if you want to run it in stereo, sounds awesome. And there's one called X, which is you can put any pedal that you normally would put in front of the amp, you can put that in the loop as well. So if you want,
so you can use an external pedal board or whatever at that stage.
Yeah, if you want to do that. But I mean, this is also still in the Kemper, you know.
That's inside.
Right, the little X.
Because I've seen on the back there's an effects out. And you know,
The answer to all your questions is yes. If the question starts with can it, the answer is yes. It will not answer emails or make you coffee. But besides that, pretty much anything else.
Should we do a profile?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. I think we've gone through everything on the amp. That's good.
Cool. Let me plug some stuff in there.
Now, let me explain while he's setting up. We have two amps set up, and he has to send a set of tones out to the – I'm going to mute the amp right now because these tones are kind of bizarre. And he's basically going to send some tones into the amp, and then there's a microphone. We're using Audio-Technica 2035. Yeah. For each of the amps, and then it's going to listen to those sounds, and then it develops the profile, and then we'll turn the amp back on through the board, and he'll play using the sound of the amp. We have a Fender Vibrochamp, and we have Scott's infamous Gibson Plexi, literally all Plexi. There is no wood in that amp.
So which one is playing right now?
So,
if you want to turn me back on, let's just see what it sounds like.
Actually, it sounds like it's muted. I think it automatically mutes because there it is. So it mutes it when you profile?
I don't think it should. You might have to do with the setup. Report.
We'll try it. You'll hear what the tones are. But you should be able to hear it leaking through the room.
Right. So, anyways, this is what it sounds like through the microphone in front of the amp right now.
Is that the Plexi?
I think so.
Okay.
So this is a real amp right now.
Right. That is the Plexi, like as if he was playing directly into it.
It's a cool amp. It's a nice spanked it. Anyways, So what we're going to do, and now you might want to mute it because it's going to
turn
into Skrillex here in a second. And then I'm just going to press next. And then we have Distortion. Is it clean? I guess we're right in between here. I'm going to call this Distorted. This is breaking up quite a bit. So start profiling. And soon the madness will begin.
Wow, sounds like we're in a 1950s horror film right now.
I think it's loud enough where everybody can hear that. That's kind of a cool. Yeah. That's kind of a cool effect. I might have to tape that.
Let me try. I actually got an error message there for some reason. Let's
too much plexi for it. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, exactly. Oh no. Okay, no external amp connected or volume too low. Could you put the mic a little bit closer, maybe?
Sure.
Maybe crank it up a little bit louder.
You might want to do that to the Fender too, if he's gonna maybe go up to about 6.
That's how hardcore this thing is.
Sorry, we brought little amps. We didn't want to disturb anybody, and I guess it's made for 100 watts, you know.
Yeah, exactly. No, it can profile anything.
Hit the button again, I just want to make sure it's doing the right
amp. Okay.
It'll be a little louder because we have the door open.
Yeah, no, it doesn't want to do it for some reason. This is super duper odd.
Check and see if there's any, if that low cut is on there, if it should be flat, the microphone. Maybe that's affecting it.
Yeah, so we're going back where we should, and we're going in where we should. Yeah, this should be cool. As far as the Kemper is concerned, this should be...
Does it have phantom power for the mic?
It does not. Does it need to be phantom?
Maybe that's what it is.
Ah, that could be it.
That could be it. We might have to try another mic. If
yeah, I can grab another mic. Phil Air.
Okay. No, that's all right. No, I forgot about that. They might need phantom power. That could be the problem. I never thought about that. What do you recommend? Does it have to be a real high-end mic, or it doesn't really matter, or does it matter?
Oh, it matters a lot. Okay. It makes a huge difference. Again, what you're getting is a photocopy of the sound you have, so everything matters. You know, whatever, what cab you're using, what mics you're using, the room you put it in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's no different than miking a guitar amp if you're recording.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you put a cheap piece of crap in front of it in your closet, compared to putting nice mics and running through two pre's and all that stuff, everything matters.
Mm-hmm. Now, the... going back to, while we're waiting for him, he's setting up this other mic.
Mm-hmm.
Again, can you, like with the effects loops where you have, if you want to right now, can we take a look at that rotary speaker?
Yes. Oh, I have something super cool here.
I want to hear this while he's doing
it. One of my, let me just figure out where I put it. I think this is, here it is. One of my favorite functions of the Kemper, and this is where they come up with all this amazing stuff.
Okay.
Rotary speaker or a profile? Let's talk about a rotary speaker. Thing.
Yeah, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Yeah, so I put a rotary speaker on this. Nothing weird or fancy about that. Sounds like this. Nice, right? They put something called a ducking parameter on it. And this is available on all effects, basically. And what that does is it sets the threshold for how soon or how late the effect comes in or goes away. So if I crank the ducking parameter up a little bit and I hit really hard, you can't hear anything. I play it soft, there it is.
Wow.
That's
it's
nice.
It's the coolest thing ever. And if I just play a chord and let it ring,
comes right in.
That's nice.
Yeah. So if you set it just right, you know, you can... I'm not stepping in any pedals. I'm not doing anything. I can control it completely with how I play.
That's nice.
Wow.
Okay. All right. I'm going to mute you again. So.
Well, actually, hit play the game because now it's a new mic. So let's set the mic level and then people can hear it with the Sennheiser 609.
That's your
Okay. Yeah. Now we have sound because I have in my little window on the Kemper, it says reference amp. And here's what it sounds like through the Kemper.
So you have to use a cardioid that's, you don't need phantom power.
Right. Yeah, an amp that powers your mic.
Right, exactly. And what you can do too, and what I know some people do, like they will put several mics on the cabinet and then just in through a mixer and mix that out into one channel back in the Kemper. So, you know, however you want to do it. So this is Kemper amp. This is reference amp. It's basically just going through the circuitry of the Kemper or not.
Right.
Okay. So here's what the real thing sounds like. Now I'm going to press...
Okay, I'm muting.
Cool.
This is where we're going to go into a 1940s horror film.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the...
We are in control of your television show.
The space.
We control the vertical, the horizontal.
Coming down. That would actually be a pretty cool opening for an album.
And now we got like fizz or like a fuzz.
Swishy sound.
Yeah, wishy-washy. It's kind of like being in the car wash.
And this whole process takes about a minute, then.
Yeah, around there.
I like that one.
This is an earthquake like one. Yeah. Now imagine doing this on a big cabinet that you play loud.
Yes,
loud,
don't
loud.
Do this at 2 in the morning in your apartment while you're with a Marshall Ford.
See the engineer walk by outside and say, what's going on, you guys?
This is
it's supposed to sound like that. Don't worry about it.
This is just a little 8-inch speaker, so yeah, I can't imagine if you had 412 going on right now.
Yeah,
you're rocking this place.
Yeah, we should do that. All right, so now we have a profile.
Okay, I'm going to turn you.
Oh
back.
Yeah, unmute me again if you would.
Okay, so that's the amp.
No, this is the Kemper. This is the profile.
Okay, now can you switch back to the amp?
Uh-huh. This is the amp.
Okay, the Kemper.
That's Kemper. Here's the amp. If you want, there's a that's a look of it.
That's pretty close, man.
That's close.
And there's a function called refine profile that works like this. I'm gonna press it and I'm gonna play some big fat chords for 20-25 seconds, and it's gonna make it sound even better. Again, for reference, Kemper, real amp. It's a little bit different. It's a little fat.
Well, you're here in the room.
Kemper, reference. And I'm going to refine the profile. This won't be pretty, but, you know, bear with me.
Mute it.
Not leave it.
I learned all these chords at Guitar Center. Now, here's the Kemper. Add a little clarity to it. Here's a real amp.
That is amazing. There's a difference.
All right, Jeff. Go over there. Show Jeff which button it is that you press the switch between them. I just want to hear Jeff just switch them back and forth while you're playing, stop and playing.
Which is it? See, Kemper amp or reference amp, so just press either.
So we're starting on the...
It's literally transparent.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. So how many times did you press that, Jeff, so that people can guess?
There we go.
Oh,
jeez. So, yeah, make sure you're all the way in on the power plug there. We have cables running
everywhere
in here. You know that scene in Indiana Jones? I think it's the first Indiana Jones movie. He falls through and he lands in a room full of snakes.
Yeah. It's got to be snakes. I hate snakes.
Exactly. But it's kind of like that in here.
Anyway, I'm sorry for unplugging. But what I was doing was literally, while he was playing, I was going back and forth and back and forth, literally sometimes in the middle of the phrase. The power chords, you heard it like damp for a minute. That's because it was switching. But when he was playing the individual notes, you couldn't hear the change. It was literally identical. Now, let me ask you this. Now that we have the sound, mm-hmm. now manipulate your gain and see how it gets dirtier. Can you show us that?
Yeah, I just got to wait for the camper to wake up since.
The other thing I'd be curious to see is do your volume knob on your guitar and then do the same thing on there, and then let's see how it reacts.
Absolutely. Almost there.
It is a computer, folks.
Yeah, I just hard booted him the hard way.
Okay, I think we might have to do this again since I didn't save the profile.
Okay.
So let's just profile one more time and make the same jokes.
All right, I'm going to unplug it.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Start profiling, and here we go. Enjoy the noise, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I can play some like quasi Brazilian. You can hear it over it anyways.
So, well, if people want to learn more about Kemper amps while we're kind of in this minute downtime, where would they find out more about Kemper?
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.com is, of course, a great place to call their engineers. And then you can also, is it Kemper-Amps, I think?
Yeah, I think it's Kemper-Amps.com or Kemper Amplification. I think it's Kemper-Amps.
Kemper-Amps.com.
So the one thing I think also worth mentioning while we're waiting for this to get done profiling is the forums, how you can actually swap and it's all free and all that jazzmatazz.
Yeah, it's really cool because much like we did just now, profile an amp. Now, given that I save it, here we go. I'm going to do my little refined profile thingy too. So here's some more barred chords of major triads.
Okay. I'm not putting it over here.
That should do it.
Okay, now let's A-B it.
Kemper. Real amp. Kemper. Real amp.
So, okay. Can you do the volume on your guitar between both of them?
Here's the real amp first. Here's Kemper doing about the same thing.
Okay, now try your gain on the Kemper to see how you can mod it. That's nice.
Obviously, the Plexi wouldn't overdrive that much, but you got a pretty decent AC/DC tuners. And now, if you notice, but it has this real attack compression thingy that the amp actually has, if I do it on there. And of course I can hear as I'm doing the profile, I get tube shape, power sagging, clarity. I get all those parameters that will end up under amplifier later.
Can you go ahead and switch the mic over to,
sure.
Move it over to the Fender, and we'll try it. Now, the Fender we have set up a little cleaner, so we'll try the whole thing again where we'll distort it from the Kemper and see how the distortion, the gain stage on the Kemper, so you can modify it, which I think is kind of cool because you can really, it's getting a really nice clip to it.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. I'm going to save this Plexi. Let me just name it that.
Well, one day you're going to use this on a session, and it's make the, you know, everybody in our country is going to go, how did you get that sound?
I'm going
to be. I want that. You're going to have to upload it to Kemper.
History in the making. I might just do that.
Scott's Plexi.
Actually, I should just put this on a. I will email this to you. You can put it up on the website.
Okay.
So, done.
Yeah, cool. It's kind of an interesting little amp that he has there. It's a cool little guy. Okay, now he's on the Fender. Yeah, go ahead and try it direct, and we'll see how it sounds.
Cool.
This is pretty. That's the amp?
Here's the amp. Actually, let me just make sure I'm out of here before I go back and tune my guitar a little bit. Okay, cool. Here's the amp.
A little quieter than the other one because we have a set cleaner.
on this is the, actually that's the previous profile, so this is the amp, this is what we're listening to. Real amp, don't have a profile of it yet. This is clean for show.
Are you getting enough signal? Are you good?
Yeah, I think that should be good.
Okay, I'm going to mute it so you can do your thing.
Ready?
Let's okay, he's doing the Fender Vibrochamp now.
Here comes.
This is a silver face with an 8-inch, I think, speaker in it. 6V6.
So back to the kind of the forum. So basically, basically
not
people can create their profile.
Volume. We have the same problem as before. So is it the same mic as we just
I just used? Moved it over, but it's a lot quieter amp.
Turn it up. You might have to turn it up more.
Okay. Can crank a little bit?
I will go crank.
And while you go crank, I will talk about the forums. Keep our thread here. The forums are cool because people upload their profiles all the time. And there's some really, really good stuff there. There's been some music stores that just like profile their entire inventory. And everything.
So
is,
you're getting a lot of different model amps.
Oh, yeah. Everything. It's like walking in the largest amp warehouse in the world and just picking everything you want for free.
Okay. All right, go ahead and see if you got a good enough level.
Let's try it out. It's doing it. Oh, my God. Nope. Doesn't want to do it.
No, how far are you from the...
I'm right on it. I don't know.
Blow too low. No, I don't
know. Is there a pad on that mic input?
No, I don't think so. And it feels
because like, I see a red button back there.
Yeah, that's a ground lift.
Okay.
It feels like the signal is a lot lower on this amp than it was on the other one. Let's try one more time. Why not? Let me just see what it sounds like. Reference. Okay, it's getting there. Whoop. Doesn't want to do it.
Huh. My amp is too quiet for it.
I don't know. It's pretty loud. I don't know what's...
Yeah, I don't know where that happens, to be honest.
Must have our wires crossed somehow.
Yeah, it might be.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, you're using the same mic. No, it should be the same.
Yeah, I just moved the mic over.
So. Okay, yeah. So we're using the same mic we have.
Move the same mic over.
Well, it's okay. I mean, obviously... My amp is underpowered than that monster, which is going—he's going to put up on the site that amp. Oh. Your amp is now famous.
Yeah, I'll send you the I'll send you the profile.
Yeah, there's only 200 of those amps made.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So this
might be the first profile of that amp.
You might. I mean, but gosh, who knows? Since there's 4,000 profiles out there.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean that's a cool thing too. Once you have the unit, everything is free. All the updates are free, and with every update, they put more cool stuff in it. So new functions, just more of everything.
Wow. So, and that just continues on forever, no matter what you get until, I guess, basically they update it to where your system needs to be upgrade hardware.
Yeah, until Skynet becomes self-aware and the Kemper learns to walk. But yeah, no, everything is free. Once you have the unit, everything is free. And I'm pretty sure that's how they intend to keep it.
Oh, the one thing I meant to ask you to explain to people. So, you know, this is a guitar amp, mm-hmm. but, you know, unlike a lot of amps where they actually have power and they power up speakers, this one here has a couple different versions. So can you talk about how that works with this? That's kind of different than a regular, like going out a Marshall amp.
Right. They made the first version was the one we're having in the studio, the launch box. And then everybody, guitar players, whiny as we are, I want to play this live, bro. You know, put a power amp in it. So they did. They put a 600-watt Class D, which is cool because it weighs nothing. And you don't have to worry about the impedance and stuff. There's no transformers that can blow up.
Yeah, and even this one here, this one doesn't have the power amp, but it's very light.
Super light, yeah. And with the power amp, it might add 5 or 7 pounds. You know, you can put it in a backpack and take it as a carry-on on the plane if you want. And you know, you can drive any speaker cabinet with it.
What do you recommend when someone uses this live? Do you recommend they just direct box it into a sound system when they play live, or?
It depends. It depends on how sagacious your sound guy is. Because I've taken this to live shows. Like I recently played a show at the House of Blues in Hollywood. And that guy was hell-bent on miking the cab. I was like, hey, you can just take the main outs. You know, it makes your life easier. But he didn't want to do it. But I also played venues where I just give them the main outs, and they were super happy about that. And another cool thing is, me being a guitar player, I like the sound of, you know, I just like the feel of a cabinet. So I've done shows too where I have a cabinet just to myself, and I give the sound guy the mains, and then he's happy with that, and I can give myself more, you know, more sound if I want, and separate output volumes for this stuff. So when I turn mine up, his doesn't change, and I can change like separate EQs. Like if I end up with a cabinet that doesn't have enough bass, I can globally put more bass in the cab. That won't change what goes out in the mains either.
Now the lunchbox can come with the power amp or not. The rack mount one, does that come with a? Can you get that with the power amp too?
Yeah, same thing.
So you can do either one. So you have the rack mount version and the lunchbox that you carry around, and basically right. the same setup.
Yeah.
That is just really cool.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Not to put you on the spot, but would you want to? When we get to the end, do you want to play us out? Play us a little something with maybe one of the profiles or one of your favorite profiles or the one we made today. Just to mention, our next week we have Dave Coltai from Pigtronics, and we'll be announcing the winner of the Pigtronics pedal, which is the Pigtronics Quantum.
Right, so get in there and sign up for the pedal. It's a really cool pedal, and you get it.
Yeah,
Beat the price.
FlowGuitarEnthusiast.com is where you'll want to sign up for that, and then, you know, make sure you like our Facebook and all that stuff.
And then also, too, John Holt, H-U-L-D-T, he's on Facebook. Check him out. Follow him. And Kemper Amps is on there, too. Check it out. There's some really interesting stuff, and I can't thank you enough for being here. It's just really a pleasure. This is such a cool amp, and now I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so wild that just hearing that plexi and hearing it just between them.
Having you go through it, big difference.
Yeah, no, we've had a lot of people, you know, like, you know, skeptics as I was, you know, and then they sit down and really, really where the magic happens is when you play it, and it's how much it feels like a real amp.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. Go ahead and if you just want to give us a groove, we'll take that out with us, and you're on. Oh, I mean, now you're on. And everybody, have a great week. We will see you next week. ¶¶